This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
When the Surrealist movement was conceived in the 1920s, it was influenced by another bombshell of the day, Sigmund Freud's psychoanalysis and his insights about the importance of dreams and free association. Literary and artistic surrealists rejected what they saw as the ho-hum bourgeois world. For them, personal liberation was the ideal. According to Michael Taylor, curator of the Salvador Dalí retrospective at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, Dalí, the preeminent surrealist painter, came to think other surrealists had become too predictable. In turn, they rejected his efforts to recast the movement. And he says, even though World War II prevented the surrealists from getting together to officially excommunicate him, Dalí probably wouldn't have cared anyway.
He felt he was more surrealist than the surrealists. That is a key thing. And he wanted to paint whatever he wanted. He wanted to offend people and not have to pay the consequences. And he felt that the surrealists were, in a way, hypocrites, because they didn't mind being provocative as long as it was against the church or as long as it was against fascism. And Dalí provoked everyone.
Part of what provoked people was Dalí's flagrant commercialism. He had an unapologetic love of luxury. But part of the wide proliferation of Dalí prints may have stemmed from the perspective that this form of his work was just not of consequence to him, at least not artistically.
Well, Dalí didn't really like prints. He thought his paintings were incredible, and he would never let anyone touch his paintings except him. But in terms of print, that's what paid for his summer holiday. If you view Dalí through the lens of, say, Duchamp or Warhol, you'll begin to see that, in fact, what Dalí believed was that his ideas were more important than the medium.
And, Taylor says, Dalí, who appeared on the Johnny Carson show, wanted to reach a huge popular audience, and did. Now, roughly 100 years since the date of his birth in Figueres, Spain, the paintings of the artist who wanted to express his inner life in an unforgettable way, to many, will be at the Philadelphia Museum of Art through May 15th. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.